we mentioned a term like passed away and died a few minutes ago. Are there any kind of crude, humorous ways of talking about that?
Kick the bucket.
Kick the bucket.
Passed over the hill.
Something like that.
If you're real old, or if you're real sick and you think you're going to die, laughingly, you would say, I'm going downhill fast.
Yeah, something like that. Say a person, you might say, well, he's been dead a week, but nobody's yet figured out what he
died of. Mm-hmm.
And people are buried in the
cemetery.
Yeah, did older people ever call that anything different?
Graveyard.
And the thing they put you in is a
casket.
Mm-hmm. What if it's made out of wood? Would you call it
vault? Something? No, wood, a wooden casket.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard that called anything else?
Casket is all right.
What about coffin?
Coffin, of course.
Have you ever heard colored people use anything else?
Box.
What about pinto? They were calling
no, it? I've never heard that expression. They would say box around home.
And the ceremony at the cemetery is called?
The funeral. Mm-hmm.
And the people who are dressed in black, you say they're in?
Mourning.
Mm-hmm. And say something, you meet someone on the street and he says, well, how are you today? And say you're feeling all just about average. What would you say? Well, I'm...
Oh, pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Now, I have an uncle that say, oh, about as common, never to say well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hear a lot of people say fair to middling.
Fair to middling, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Now, say if somebody's troubled, you might tell that person, well, it'll come out all right, just don't...
worry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And ask you a few questions about kind of the disease of the joints is...
arthritis, mm-hmm. or rheumatism. Mm-hmm.
They mean the same thing.
I think so.
Is one of those terms an older term?
Rheumatism would be the oldest.
That's what maybe your grandparents
said. You're right. And, you know, the niggers would say, oh, my rheumatiz is really bothering.
Something like that. This disease, one that's just about been stamped out in the U.S. anyways, severe sore throat and getting blisters in your throat and maybe cause children...
scarlet fever.
Well, this would cause children to choke it to death at night, you know.
Croup.
Well... you take shots for it now, you get your...
diphtheria.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. And another kind of disease, the kind that would make you turn yellow. So.
Jaundice. Mm-hmm. Yellow jaundice.
If you had your appendix taken out, you would say, well, I had an attack of...
appendicitis.
Oh. And of course, if you say you eat something that doesn't agree with you, and you can't keep it in your stomach, you would say you had to...
vomit.
Any other?
Oh, as a child, we said throw up.
Throw up. If one of those terms more polite than the other one, they're both about the same.
I'd rather hear throw up than vomit.
Yeah, I guess so.
Now, a lot of... I had some friends who said up, Chuck.
Mm-hmm. Is that a polite or a crude term?
I suppose that... would be a polite term.
You ever hear any kind of crude jocular terms maybe for that?
Let's see. Lose your lunch, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I can't think of any.